Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today. I love standing on the beach, looking at the ocean. It reminds me just how small I am and how big God is. As I watch the waves crash on the shore, it is easy to recognize the power of our Creator, how He is worthy of praise, and how surrendering to Him releases me from my own need to control. When we worship, we often bend our knees and take a posture of submission, a posture of surrender. It is saying to God that we believe so deeply in His holiness and majesty that we are willing, sometimes for just a moment, to relinquish everything we are to His authority as we lift Him high and bless His name. As we declare God's holiness, we can't help but be awestruck by the contrast between His majesty and our own human insufficiency. Much of Scripture talks about praising God, but the Bible also tells us that God, who created us and loves us beyond measure, longs to pour out His blessings on us, His dearly beloved children. In Numbers 6, 24 through 26, God instructs Moses on how he and Aaron are to bless the Israelites by saying, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face to you and give you peace." When you hear those words, what posture do you take? Do you stand proud and say, "Keep it coming"? Or do you, in receiving God's blessing, feel a sense of awe and a need to surrender? Could it be that surrender is not only required in giving blessing, but also in receiving? Accepting blessing means that we stop and pause long enough to experience its magnitude, submit ourselves to the One who is giving the blessing, and then receive it with open hands. When we pause and recognize that God's blessing is a measure of His grace, we come to the realization that we did nothing to deserve it, but it is purely a gift from a loving Father. In receiving blessing with a pure heart, we fully surrender on our knees to the only One who is worthy of both giving and receiving blessing with no strings attached. Receiving blessing simply requires nothing but surrender to our Lord, who is ready and waiting to offer His perfect blessings of love, grace, and peace. Take a moment today to consider how you receive blessings from God. Try bending your knees, surrender your heart to the Lord, and receive His blessings.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.